Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a podcast. It's called Dumb Dads. I got to get on that. You and me both. Right? They posted a funny video of a post-game press conference where a dad gets peppered with questions about what went wrong that day with his kids. You can check it out.
Yeah, honestly, just felt like we got behind early after the milk spill and the marker on the wall. We just felt like we were playing catch up the rest of the day.
Right before you went to the store, you called a timeout. Was there an attitude change after that?
Yeah, it felt like we were losing our heads there for a minute, so we wanted to just calm things down and get back to the basics.
Did you ever find your keys?
No idea where they are.
You gave them a snack half hour before dinner. Was that planned?
No, lost track of time. You know, 3 bites at dinner. That's on me.
I love that. I love that because it's just like a post-game press conference yeah. for any sporting event.
And they even set it up so it looks like he's like sitting at a press conference table, like at a sporting event with the backdrop and all that. And he just looks all disheveled. I just thought, yeah, I just lost track of time.
But his voice is so calm about it, too. It sounds great.
He sounds like a baseball player doing a press.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like any manager, anybody that's got to be interviewed about what went wrong. Yeah, I do love that, dude. That's those are the press conferences I'd like to hear. You know, rather than break down the X's and O's, let's find out what happened with why you didn't do such a good job with the kids today.
Just lost track of time, man. Got away from me.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's just like it does feel like that when you're early on with the child thing, and especially when they start just the terrible twos. Oh, baby!
Well, there's been times even like when like Sid will come home and she's just like, "Did you give Tatum her snack?" I'm like, "Oh no, I didn't. I was just too busy chasing her around. She was running around with a book and kept tripping. I completely on this. My bad. I'm
sounds
a
like a good
father.
Sounds like a good post game press conference would have been. Yeah,
yeah. I'm relating to a lot of the problems. These guys are going through.
That is so awesome. So a podcast is called Dumb Dads, and already I'm liking what they're doing. So
I like on their description, they said the dumb is silent when you pronounce their show's name.
Oh, the dumb is silent. Oh, that's their. Yeah, it is. But it's still prevalent for a lot of us dads. That's a fact. That's a good one. I dig that. Well, we got a school lunch lady that was arrested. And the reason being, she was partying with students. Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's what you do.
Man, I would have loved that kind of school lunch lady. Well, Steve will tell you all about her. He's got the Migs report at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, Well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs.
Nope.
Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs Report. And today is a very special day for all the nurses in the world, or at least in the country, because it's National Nurses Day.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, that's very cool.
Shout out to all the nurses. But more importantly, it's International No Diet Day. So today's the day to eat whatever the F you want. It doesn't count against your diet.
Oh, cool.
I'm telling you that.
All right.
So I don't know what you guys are planning on doing. Might you just crush a pint of ice cream? I think that might be the best way to go.
Oh, yes. I want you to know I've been celebrating all month.
Yeah,
good. In anticipation of this day.
All of May.
Yeah.
All May.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're in May. I've been celebrating a little bit of April, too. Oh,
that's weird. Fine. You know, they're short months. Yeah. I'm not sure if they are.
I don't think they are.
That they are for this story.
Okay,
cool.
There we go.
If in 2021, everything's a short month, I hope. I don't know what the hell's going on. Well, anyways, let's talk about this woman. You know, I don't know if you guys remember your school lunch lady. My school lunch lady in high school was not the type of lady that I really wanted to go party with. But apparently there's this one school where in Louisiana where the lunch lady is the type of lady you want to party with because she's hooking students up with booze and porn.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, she was arrested for that because that's a massive no-no. Her name's
I guess
Dawn.
It is.
She's 38 years old and yet had to go and arrest her because she was having some of the teen students over for overnight parties.
Oh,
and
damn.
These students were between the ages of 13 and 16 years old.
Hey.
Look, I have many years to worry about this, thankfully.
Wow.
But as a new parent, if Tatum came to me and said, hey, I'm going to go hang out with the lunch lady and spend the night, I'd be like, no, you're not.
Yeah, how did that happen that nobody realized that wasn't cool?
I don't know, but I do love the statement that the superintendent put out. Said she was a cafeteria worker and was the appropriate term because she's no longer employed.
I think some people were lying to their parents. They thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to go study at Jimmy's. And Jimmy's like, I'm going to go study at Tommy's. And
you're
that's
right.
How they did it.
And next thing you know, they're at Laura's with booze and porn.
Well, my elementary cafeteria teacher was the mom of one of the kids in my class. So maybe it was something like that.
That
situation.
Could be. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So when I guess I just have it based on my own personal experience that nobody was related to the lunch lady.
Yeah.
She was just like her own rogue person that was at our school.
But 38 is still, when you think about it, 38 is still pretty young. You know what I mean? So for like the idea that she's got 16-year-olds and they're 30, I mean, she's like the cool mom. Because I remember being 16 and my friend's mom was like 38 because she had kids young. So, you know, maybe Danny's right. Maybe she was the cool mom, but, not for the right reasons.
Yeah, I'd be like, screw the booze and the porn. I could get that on my own. You got to give me the hookup when it's meatball sub day.
Let me to the front of the line, Mom.
Right.
Give me them sloppy joes.
That could be why guys like you and I really didn't get a lot of action, Steve, because we put sloppy joes ahead of everything else. We're like, hey.
Set aside an extra pretzel or an extra chicken McNugget for me. I don't know. Yeah. Something.
Yeah,
I don't need that porn or booze.
If you're going to get fired, let's get fired for the right reason, lunch lady. Give me the food.
And dude, even from being a kid to an adult, I'd go with food over booze any day of the week.
Yeah. Nowadays.
I'm with you on
Nothing's
that.
Nothing's changed.
Oh, yeah.
So you go from that idiot in the school system to then these two district employees from Pennsylvania who were arrested because they were supposed to be chaperones at a class trip. And they were chaperoning the students. The only problem is they were getting drunk while being the chaperones.
What is going on with the people involved, the adults and children? I don't get what's happening.
They were charged with being drunk in public, using profanity.
Oh, boy.
All while they were supposed to be watching the students. Now, I get it.
Yeah.
Watching students probably makes you want to drink, but that doesn't mean you actually should.
It surely makes you want to use profanities, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, that there were 24 students. Fortunately, none of them were involved with the incident, and they're all fine. But, yeah, those chaperones are not going to be asked to chaperone again, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think that's it for their chaperoning career.
Hey, how about the Mariners?
Oh. Yeah. Hey, they made history. I mean, look at this, though. They did something amazing, didn't they?
Yeah, they were on the receiving end of a no-hitter.
Oh.
Almost a perfect game.
Oops. Yeah.
John Means of the Baltimore Orioles threw a no-hitter yesterday here in Seattle. The Orioles beat the Mariners 6-0. And it's a pretty amazing story, though, about John because sadly lost his dad last year to pancreatic cancer. He has his dad's initials on his glove. And he felt that his dad was with him. His presence was felt while he was pitching that game. Could have had a perfect game, but threw a third strike pitch that was wild, and that put a runner on first. So then that became, how about that's the way that you don't have a perfect game? You still threw the strikeout.
That's a, for people that don't know, the sucky rule is if you strike a guy out, but the ball gets past the catcher, the batter can run to first base, and you have to throw him out, even though he struck out. And if you don't throw him out in time, then he gets to stay on the base.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's that really does suck, because there he was with a perfect game. I mean, he really deserved it. Nobody, he didn't walk anybody.
No.
I mean, he didn't hit anybody. He just, and he struck a guy out and lost the perfect game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get mad at your catcher? Like, do whatever it takes and not have that. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if they call it, I don't know if they called it a wild pitch or not. If it was, then you can't blame the catcher.
How about the 10th no-hitter in Orioles history?
Yeah, and you know, the Mariners have been no hit what, 6 times? I think I read like we're getting no hit a lot.
They've been shut out like all season. I mean, I saw some stat where it was like what, one Mariners batter has a batting average over 250, and the rest of them are all hovering around 200.
Yeah, I think we've got a team batting average of 207. I don't know who's worse than us, but they said we were the second worst offense in baseball. So
congratulations,
like,
Mariners.
I don't know who the worst is yet. That is really, and yet we've got really good pitching, and that's and that John Means kid. Here's the thing: at least he's a good pitcher. He's been the one bright spot on Baltimore this year, so he's not a fluke. He's had a really good season, so at least they didn't get no hit by a bum. Because sometimes we remember they got no hit by a bunch of different guys. I think twice in one year it happened. You know, and it was like, well, come on, really? Like you couldn't get a hit off of some of these losers that came out of the bullpen, but this guy's the real deal.
And like I mentioned, that was a feel-good story for him because of his connection with his pops. And there was another feel-good story yesterday. And it has a little bit of a local tie-in. Sadly, on I think it was Monday, we lost a guy that's well-loved in the hockey community around here, Tim Oshie. He's considered coach by many kids over the years, part of the Seattle Junior thing, battled Alzheimer's, and sadly passed away at the age of 56. If his last name sounds familiar,
56.
Tim is the dad of TJ Oshie, who plays in the NHL for the Washington Capitals. And I don't know if you want to get a good tear, a good cry going on. Watch the Stanley Cup. When they won the Stanley Cup, they interviewed TJ Oshie, and his interview where he talks about his dad battling Alzheimer's, and he says something to the extent of, my dad doesn't remember a lot these days, but he's definitely going to remember this. And a lot of tears were shed, and his dad was there to hold the Stanley Cup with him. It was such a powerful moment, and sadly passed away. Well-loved in the community. How about yesterday? So TJ did not play for a game or two. Came back yesterday, scored a hat trick. Broke down in tears on the bench, of course. Said the third goal was an empty netter. The team did everything they could to get it to him. Still had to put it in, I think, over. I mean, it was quite a distance that he still got it in, but it was such a powerful moment to see him on the bench just, you know, tearing up. And it's one of those moments where you just, like, just kind of stops you in your tracks. And that, at least, was the good news in that game. I don't know if you were paying attention much to that game, but they're still fighting, them and the Rangers. They started the game with a brawl. Like, all the players were basically fighting on the ice. Throughout the entire game, they just kept fighting. The reason being, the game before, Tom Wilson, who's like a player that if you have him on your team, you love him. If he's not on your team, you absolutely despise him. He's a dirty player, plays for the Capitals. He sucker punched a Rangers player in the game before, slammed another guy to the ice head first. People are like, this guy shouldn't even be in the league. You know, and the other people who love him, obviously, if you're a Capitals fan. But the league did not suspend him after that. They just fined him. And the Rangers put out a statement as a team saying that Tom Wilson sucks. I mean, they said it a little bit more eloquently, but basically that. The president of the Rangers got fired, I think, because of the statement that got put out. The whole thing has just been a giant mess. So the game starts, and it's just, I mean, dude, at one point, I think every player on the Capitals was in the penalty box. I don't know if you'll be able to see this, but.
Oh, wow, look at that. That's a big box.
That's the penalty box. There's like 6 players in there.
That's a crowded box.
Wow. Then when he got on the ice, one of the Rangers guys just went straight to him and just attacked him. It was just bedlam, man. It was a... If you like fights in hockey, last night was the game to watch.
Wow.
As far as weather, we've got 64 degrees, and thanks to Kia Puyallup for giving us the mix report, and that's what's up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, and it was Tuesday that Coach Oshie passed away, not Monday. My apologies. Someone just corrected me.
Yeah, that's 56 years old is very young.
Way too young.
Yeah, very, very young. There's a movie coming out called Stew. Mark Wahlberg's going to be in the movie, and he's doing something that a few actors have done over the years. The last one I remember was Mac from Always Sunny. It was probably one of the least favorite seasons of Always Sunny. It was when Mac got fat.
Oh, yeah, Fat Mac, man.
Yeah.
That was the last season that I really paid much attention to It's Always Sunny. I know it's gotten better, but that one did kind of... It wasn't just because of him putting on weight. I didn't care about that, but that season just wasn't very good.
Yeah, and it was pretty amazing that, you know, Mac got fat and then he went back and got ripped again.
Yeah.
And we've seen it the other way. We've seen it the other way around where Chris Pratt was always a heavy dude in Parks and Rec. And then, of course, he just got ripped for Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic Park. So Mark Wahlberg is doing the reverse. He's getting heavy, gaining 20 pounds already in 3 weeks because this movie Stu, I guess he's playing a heavier guy. He wants to pack on another 10. So how about this? I mean, this is what he gets to do. He gets to have 7,000 calories a day, which, you know, he had to hire
like fun.
he had to enlist the help of a personal chef. Me, well, you know what? I do that on my own. I don't need a chef to help me with that.
I was going to say, I just need to go grab some like chili cheese fries, maybe a chili cheese dog and like two shakes and I'd be at 7,000 calories.
That's the thing. I think I can pull that off solely because of like shakes.
Yeah.
McFlurries. Uh-huh. I could easily have a McFlurry for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Oh, yeah. And then maybe like as my dessert, have a shake.
It's difficult, though, I would think, for someone who doesn't eat that way. I know I once saw this YouTube star, Julie Nolke, try that. She said, I'm going to eat like an American for whatever, and she's very, very thin. And
it's
so
one
she
of those
just
eat
got
to live people.
well, she got wrecked, dude. She couldn't do it. I mean, and I was watching what she was getting because she goes, I love McGriddles. And so she said, I'm going to have a bunch of McGriddles. And she couldn't. It was hard for her to get through it. And I'm like, oh, you're such a wimp. I could do that no problem.
Yeah.
7,000 calories. I don't know if three times more than the average American eats. Now, he's got nutritionists and doctors involved because he doesn't want to kill himself. I
mean, that's what we would do. The shakes would probably kill us.
So he's broken up those calories into 8 meals per day, and he eats about every 3 hours. He gets up at 3 in the morning just to have his first meal in order to do this regimen.
Well, I remember reading a story. I remember he shared his story about his workout regimen, and he was getting up at like 3, 4 in the morning to just start working out. Yeah. So, I mean...
I thought that was crazy to get up that early for working out, but I maybe could get up for a meal.
Yeah, I get up that early for work because I have bills to pay. I do not want to get up that early.
Yeah, man. So, now here's the thing. He gets up and he has 4 eggs, then he works out. What's he working out for if he's trying to gain weight and be a heavy guy?
See, he's doing it the healthy way. Like, if I was trying to gain weight, I would just eat an entire pizza and then go to sleep.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to keep my muscle. I feel like he's trying to keep his muscle underneath the fat.
That way, when this movie's over, he could get he's still in his routine.
Yeah, and he's going to shed that weight like that.
Yeah, because he'll just not have all the stuff.
Yeah.
So 4 eggs, which, you know, that's the way a lot of people get it done. But 4, though, eggs, I mean, I heard the cholesterol and stuff, it's not good to have all that many eggs, no matter what. Maybe they're working out, bro. Because guess what? Then he gets 8 eggs. These are all of his 8 meals. 4 eggs is the first meal with a workout.
I wonder what Connie does. Like a sunny side up, scrambled, or he's just eating like, you know.
Probably hard-boiled.
Just
chugs them. Just puts them all in a glass and just chugs them.
Very good.
Yeah. That's the Rocky style.
Yeah.
My wife does that, man.
Oh, somebody, really?
She does that to get her protein when she's sometimes when she's fasting.
I didn't think people actually did that.
Oh yeah, she does that. Oh yeah,
never again.
Really?
No,
I'll tell you, you don't ever want to do it again.
Gotcha.
It was just not. I'm like, why don't I just cook these things?
Yeah,
you know, like,
not oyster like.
No, it's disgusting.
I know it's really weird that we should have a problem with it because I like eggs in every form except their original form.
Right.
Then he had, so for number two, 8 more eggs, 6 strips of bacon, a cup of rice, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and a protein shake. So yeah, he's trying to keep up his whatever.
Now, is he trying to get fat or is he trying to get like muscle, like big? You know what I mean?
Probably that. Hey, well, you're still going to look fat. Stew? You know what I mean?
Like, right. Yeah, I'm not sure what Stu is about. Yeah, I don't know if he's supposed to be just like, you know, like heavy Thor or if he's supposed to be like ripped, like Kingpin, you know, because Kingpin's a big guy, but he's supposedly all muscle. Some kind of ground beef for meal number 3.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of like what he's accomplished so far, and it's kind of like Fat Thor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
And I'd be okay with that physique.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, how bad is it that when he's done, he's still going to look better than me? Yeah, anyway, on 7,000 calories a day.
He's trying to look bad, and he's still better looking. Yeah,
yeah. So, man, he's got ground turkey, burger patty, meatloaf, another cup of rice. Then meal 4 is half a roasted chicken.
I thought, like, meatloaf, the singer was hanging out with him just to yell at him or something along those lines. Like, while he's eating.
You will get fat! You understand me?
Yeah.
I don't want to eat all this food, though, meatloaf.
You do not want to
you're gonna eat
with
it.
Me!
But I'm not hungry anymore.
You look in my eyes, I am the last person in the world you ever want to with.
Fine, give me the eggs.
Yeah, I'll swallow them whole. Plus, he's throwing some spinach and cooked beets in there.
Oh,
I don't know why he's doing that.
Because he wants red poop.
Meal 5, an 8-ounce veal chop.
I haven't had veal chops in forever.
Yeah, plus or a pork chop. He's doing one or the other. A 4-ounce piece of salmon for meal 6. A cup of rice. Boy, he loves that rice. Olive oil and beets.
I love rice, too. I don't know if I want that much rice.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of rice.
Yeah, sure is. Meal 7, 8 ounces of some kind of steak, 8 ounces of some kind of whitefish, and a ton of vegetables. All right. And then a nightcap, which is meal number 8, a mash consisting of 1 cup of cooked steel-cut oatmeal, 2 tablespoons of applesauce, 2 tablespoons of jelly or jam, 2 tablespoons of almond butter, and a tablespoon of molasses.
Jeez.
Okay, then.
This is the healthiest meal I've ever heard, like, but it's supposed to be like a cheat meal day. Like, kind of, in theory. 7,000 calories.
Well, it's all, like, good food. Yeah. He's just eating a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, my idea of 7,000 calories is, like, going to some, like, really unhealthy place to eat and just going crazy.
One month.
Or eating a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was nothing like that on there. No ice cream to be found. No desserts anywhere, really, except for that, like, whatever, that mash he put together.
So I said the movie's about him playing a retired boxer. So that's kind of why he's, like, the out-of-shape guy.
Okay, yeah. It looks like it. Apparently he was a fighter, went to L.A. to become an actor, fell in love with a girl, had an accident, had an out-of-body experience, decided to become a priest, and all sorts of craziness.
I wonder if this is based on anybody. You know, I mean, really, it seems so? what a very bizarre script, unless maybe it's based loosely on a somebody. But all right. Good for Stu. Good for Mark Wahlberg.
How much money do you think he's spending on him? That just sounds like a week's worth of groceries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully he's getting paid enough.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think that guy's a problem paying his bills. But I would love to know, like, what his grocery bill, like, or what it costs for him to eat like this.
7,000 calories, so 3 times what an American eats.
I've always wondered if, like, if you have a personal chef and nutritionist, do they go shopping for you and then just added it to your bill? Or do you still have to go grocery shopping?
I'm not going
to
go grocery shopping if I got a chef.
That's what I think.
Some, I think, yes. I think they probably do have to do the shopping. But when you got that Mark Wahlberg money, that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Or you have another person that's going to get the food for you.
Yeah, a lot of times I figured it'd be like the production companies or something. It's like, if you're going to make me this fat, you got to put in the money for that one.
Well, I had thought about that. It's probably part of the contract.
I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
I just woke up and I had eggs ready for me in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't even have to think about it. Just,
totally.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. I think that's called a spouse that cooks.
Yeah, dude, nothing better than opening my fridge and there's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich waiting for me for my drive to work.
You lucky.
Granted, it's not a bunch of eggs, but I'd much rather have PB&J over eggs.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Which former talk show host played Sophia in the movie The Color Purple?
Whoopi Goldberg.
No.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
crap. Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Wow, nose.
Oh, this is a tough one, though. Was Whoopi in The Color Purple? I really thought she was.
I don't know if she was a talk show host at that time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, but yeah. That's right. She's not a former talk show host. All right, I was going to nitpick her.
She's a current talk show host.
Yeah, I was going to nitpick him. All right.
And I don't even know if she was in The Color Purple.
I feel like
she might have been.
I feel like she was really in she was. Her and Oprah both were in it, so I thought I was going to nitpick. Oh, dang it. But you're right, Steve. She still works for The View. All right, fine, Rev. You win this one.
Nice.
Oprah win for you, in fact.
What an inadvertent win for the Rev.
Yeah. Well, you dropped a deuce yesterday anyway. Yeah. It didn't matter. You're going to lose epically anyway.
It changed everything.
But, you know, Oprah does do some things. She's doing some stuff for some networks.
Her super soul.
Has a god doctor. I would do anything just to be
quit
able to...
Quit living in the past.
Whatever.
I feel like there should be an asterisk against that one.
I agree with you 100%.
Fine, whatever. Put it in the rankings and as an asterisk.
Yeah.
You asterisk.
Hey, Oprah Winfrey was the correct guess, I guess. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.